Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 8, 1805. Moriah's River. It has been raining for 2 days now, and the captains and the men are wet and uncomfortable. The corps has come upon a fork in the river, and Lewis, with a small party of men, is still out exploring the northern fork in an effort to determine which fork is the Missouri. Meanwhile, Clark and the rest of the men are back at the main camp awaiting Lewis's return. Captain Lewis writes about his decisions today.
It continued to rain moderately all last night. This morning was cloudy until about 10 o'clock, when it cleared off and became a fine day. We breakfasted and set out about sunrise, and continued our route down the river bottoms through the mud and water as yesterday, though the road was somewhat better. We passed some dangerous and difficult bluffs, the river bottoms affording all the timber which is to be seen in the country. They are filled with innumerable little birds that resort thither, either for shelter or to build their nests. The whole of the party to a man, except myself, were fully persuaded that this river was the Missouri. But being fully of opinion that it was neither the main stream or that which it would be advisable for us to take, I determined to give it a name in honor of Miss Moriah Wood, called it Moriah's River. I arrived at camp about 5 o'clock in the evening, much fatigued, where I found Captain Clark and the balance of the party waiting our return with some anxiety for our safety, having been absent near 2 days longer than we had engaged to return. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 8, 1805.
Both of the captains agreed that the South Fork was the Missouri, and that was the one they would follow up to the Rocky Mountains. Jefferson gave the captains a map that he had obtained from the London cartographer Aaron Arrowsmith that documented some of the drainage network of the upper Missouri River along the eastern front of the Rocky Mountains. This information was given to Arrowsmith by a surveyor, a Mr. Fiddler of the Hudson's Bay Company. Lewis wrote that after Captain Clark plotted the course of the two rivers, he began to doubt the veracity of Mr. Fiddler or the correctness of his instruments. Lewis rightly questioned whether Fiddler had been as far south as 45 degrees north latitude. It turns out that the surveyor had been no further south than the Old Man River in southern Alberta, approximately 50 degrees north latitude. Fiddler had obtained his information in 1803 from a map drawn for him by Akomoke, a Blackfoot chief. His figures were based on days traveled rather than miles. Tomorrow, cashing the supplies and stashing the pirogue.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.